But heat is likely to reach us on Thursday and Friday with a temperature going to or past 90 degrees, and it's still going to be on the hot side Saturday before some relief comes back. But for today, partly sunny, high 84, moonlit tonight, low 65, tomorrow sunshine, high 84, Wednesday, sun and some clouds, a thunderstorm around, warm and humid, high 85. For AccuWeather, I'm meteorologist Elliot Abrams on your radio friend, AM 1400 WRJN.
76 degrees currently in Kenosha, 74 Burlington, 76 in Milwaukee, and 75 in Racine. I'm Tom Carco, WRJN News.
How was your weekend?
Okay. How about you?
I had a great weekend up until I woke up Sunday morning.
Oh?
Saturday night, I went with a very lovely woman that I've been seeing for about 8 months, to the Steely Dan and Steve Winwood concert.
Mm-hmm.
Able to get some tickets through the station. It was great. Great seats. And we just had a fantastic time.
Good.
Just a great time. And Hammer Clemons, Mike MC Hammer Clemons was there down the road. And so I just kind of waved to him. And my date noticed that, you know, Mike kind of looked away like, who are you? And
as many do. What?
Exactly. So we laughed about it. She has a great sense of humor. And so we had a bet that Mike would not come up and say hello.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, we bet an adult beverage on that. And so we had a great time, and we were dancing, and just the music was fantastic, and it was a beautiful night on the on the water there,
right
at the Summerfest. Great, great show. And so we were towards the end of the evening, we were sitting up because our seats were like in the third row, and we were sitting up towards the back. We had gone to the restroom, and you know, it was getting towards the end of the show, and we were just, and Mike came up and said hello and actually offered us some popcorn.
Ooh.
So I won the bet.
He's a big spender.
He is, but it was very nice of him. He's a very nice fellow, Mike Clemons. You guys should listen to him starting at 5:30 in the morning with the great Tom Carco. So we had a great time, and we got a ride home, and my date left. And like I said, we've been seeing each other for 8 months, and we're planning on going to the Cubs-Brewers game this Saturday night at Miller Park.
Okay.
So she goes home, and I wake up about 6:15 Sunday morning, and I have a text from her at 1:30 was sent after she got home, breaking up with me via text.
What?
Yeah. Ooh. She's like, you're a great guy. Thanks for the great night. It's been nice, but we want different things. So that was it.
Ooh.
So my response to her was, but we're still going to the Cubs game, right? No, I really did. And she was like, well, go as friends.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. Going into the friend zone.
Yeah.
I've been broken up a number of different ways. One time, ex-girlfriend and I broke up with me on Facebook.
Hmm.
That was fun.
Yeah.
So I didn't, you know, I really felt like laying into her because we had, you know, a little bit of history since I got here, basically.
Yeah.
And, but I took the high road. And then she said to me, she said, you're lucky. She said, normally I wouldn't have done this. I'd just disappear. So
we got another verdict in that Baltimore police officer case.
Changing.
I'm sorry.
Changing moods immediately. No, go ahead.
What is this? Well, it's serious. I mean, this case has been going on for, you know, how long now?
Right.
This is the highest ranking police officer in Baltimore who was charged in the Freddie Gray case.
Right.
Found not guilty.
Yeah. Another one. That's number four.
Yep.
She just keeps pressing on, the prosecuting attorney. She might end up losing her license to practice law over this.
Yeah.
More fun in the United States of America.
Oh, but the fun's just starting.
Yeah, we got the big RNC convention this week. That's going to be great.
The TV ratings are going to be interesting to see what those numbers are.
Well, Melania is speaking tonight. Those will be high ratings. I guarantee you that. And rumor has it that
Donald Jr.?
Versus Don Jr. Ivanka will have high ratings. And, of course, Scott Baio is speaking.
Yeah. What the heck is that?
That's their big celebrity that they're having.
Really?
Yeah. Whew. Yeah. Trump. He draws great talent, you know, he says. Mike Pence, man. Wow. He's exciting.
Well, but you usually get a candidate to support you to get you things.
I mean, why did JFK pick Lyndon Johnson?
That was the last time it really made a difference.
Yeah, and that's what Mike Pence can do. I listened to an analysis of it with Newt Gingrich, and he made perfect sense with what he was talking about, what Mike Pence can bring to the table to help Trump get what he needs to get enough votes in November.
Well, I'll tell you what I need for Saturday, a date for the baseball game.
I'm busy.
Okay. Let's see what else is happening in the world of sports. Add a minute of John Tesh's intelligence, and then we're going to be joined by Chicago television host Mark Baser. It's all coming up on Your Radio Friend.
What can you count on? There's that friend who always calls at the right time.
Hey, John.
A loyal companion, always ready to go. Here's some-